Oh, it's you, Hortense.
Yes, and for goodness sake, why do you leave a pile of empty boxes standing around for people to run into?
Why, Hortense, we didn't leave them boxes there for people to run into.
Of course we didn't.
No, we've just been cleaning out the store, making some room. We're going to put up the stove, you see. Getting a mite chilly now in the mornings and evenings.
Yeah, and why don't you look where you're driving?
Yeah, sure ought to be a mite more careful, Hortense. You know, you was born on a Friday, and that makes you unlucky.
Oh, don't be silly. That's our superstition. Why, some of our greatest people were born on that day. Napoleon and Lord Tennyson and Gladstone. They were born on Friday.
Yes, and look at them. They're all dead.
I know, but...
Say, how long are you going to be out driving that car, anyhow?
I don't know. What difference does it make to you?
It don't make no difference to me. Only Mrs. Jones phoned and asked us to let her know, that was all. You see, she wants to send her little girl down for a dime's worth of cheese as soon as you get off the street.
Well, you tell Mrs. Jones that she needn't worry about me. I only take up half of the load.
Yes, but you see, Hortense, the trouble is you keep changing your mind about which half you want.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Well, I think I have enough presence of mind to know when...
What'd you say you got?
I said I have presence of...
Well, Who gave them to you, Hector?
Gave me what?
The presents.
Nobody gave them to me.
Why, Hortense, if you got presents, someone must have given them to you.
But I said presents of mine. Presents of mind.
Well, we didn't say the presents ain't yours. We just asked you where you got them. Don't be so damn sassy.
But I haven't got them.
She ain't got the presents yet.
Well, if you ain't got them yet, what you come around here bragging about them for, anyway?
I'm not bragging about them. I mean presents. That is, when something or someone is present. The things that you get for Christmas are presents. But the man who comes into the house is what?
Santa Claus.
No, he isn't. No, he isn't.
He is. The fellow that comes into the house with Christmas presents...
And now, hold on there. Wait a minute. You're wrong there. It ain't Santa Claus.
Certainly not.
No, it's just a fellow dressed up like Santa Claus.
He's nothing of the kind.
Well, did you see him come in?
Of course I didn't.
Then how'd you know who it was?
But he's simply...
And anyway, Hortense, you couldn't tell who he was because he'd have on a false face and a beard.
Yes, but you don't grasp it.
Grasp
the idea. I'm not talking about Santa Claus. I'm simply trying to explain the meaning of a word. You are aware of the fact that the man had come into the house by his presence.
Oh, by his presence. Yes. Oh, you see, Hortense is right after all. It couldn't have been Santa Claus if you have to buy the presents. More likely the fellow's just a peddler.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, well, we don't want no peddlers hanging around here. If he's a friend of yours, tell him to keep out.
He isn't.
Yes,
a friend.
The last peddler we bought some stuff off of Slickerness.
No use arguing, Hortense.
We just don't buy nothing from peddlers. No.
But peddlers haven't anything to do with it.
Hey, do you want something, Hortense? If you don't, why, you better be getting along. There's some people in the store waiting to see us.
Yes, I want something. I want some gas, and I want to order some groceries.
Well, you tend the gas, Eb.
You tend it yourself.
And I'll tend the groceries. Go on along there. Just what do you want in groceries, Hortense?
I want an apple pie.
Yes, and one apple pie.
And send us a good one this time. That pie you sent us last week was custard.
No, it wasn't. It was pumpkin.
It certainly didn't taste like pumpkin. It didn't taste like pumpkin at all.
Why, Hortense, of course it tasted like pumpkin. Them were some of the punkest tasting pies we ever had.
Well, just the same, I didn't like it. Has the man who catches the fish been here today?
Well, I see. Has the fish teller been here yet?
Nope, he ain't been around yet.
Well, when he comes, I want you to get some fish for me. Oh, do you suppose he sells frog legs?
You know the fish teller's got frog legs?
Hey, every time I see him, he has pants on.
But I mean...
Anyhow, I don't think he'll be around today. He told me yesterday he was going to lay off today.
Oh, isn't that exasperating? Now, what do you suppose he's laying off for?
Said he was going fishing.
Oh, dear. And just when Mother is planning to have fish for dinner. Well, I suppose you'll have to be satisfied with canned fish. How's your herring?
Well, it's very good in my left ear, but I can hear twice as good as most people with my right.
I mean herring, a fish.
You must be crazy, Hortense. Whoever hears the fish.
Oh, Oh, well, never mind. I'll take a can of salmon.
Yes, one can of salmon.
Bring lots of sardines and ketchup.
Well, we ain't got no ketchup, Hortense. You see, we put the last bottle we had on Eb's feet the other day.
Put it on his feet?
Yes, you know, instead of mustard, to draw out the pain.
Why, I never heard of such a thing. Did it draw the pain?
No, just flies.
Very well, then. I'll take the salmon. And, oh, yes, I should get something for Father's dessert. With his stomach, he can't eat pie.
Well, how about a dozen donuts?
Don't you absurd. If he can't eat pie, he certainly can't eat a dozen of donuts.
Yeah. Part of them wouldn't hurt him none.
What do you mean? What part?
The whole.
Well, you're through laughing, I think I'll get him a nice Persian melon.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, excuse me for laughing. Well, one Persian melon, yes.
Anyhow, your pa's stomach would be all right if he'd only take a few bottles of old Dr. Simmons' syrup of cinnamon.
Yes, I know all about that syrup of cinnamon. Just remember, you told me to give it to my Angora cat when she was sick.
Well, how do you mean, Hortense? Didn't it cure the cat?
No, it didn't. It killed her. She died after she'd taken that medicine a week.
Well, that ain't our fault. I told you to give it to her for 2 weeks.
Now, never mind the excuses. I tell you...
Is that all you want, Hortense?
Yes, just card it to my father. Oh, did you hear the news? They're going to take a moving picture right here in Corn Center. And they're going to have a regular Hollywood first night here, just as soon as it's finished.
That's right. You and Deb know all about that a week ago.
Yes, in fact, the fellow that's going to star in the picture is inside the store right now.
Oh, Mr. Winterbottom. Oh, can I peep in? I'd just love to see him.
Peep in? My sakes alive, we'll send him out.
You mean introduce me?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no. Oh, yes, yes, but don't tell him I asked to meet him.
No, we won't. Come on, Ed. Let's go inside and tell him to come out.
Wait, give me a little time to... Oh, where did I put my vanity case? Oh, dear. Oh, I hope I look all right. I bet my hair's a fright. If I'd only thought to wear my...
Oh, gosh. Hello, Hortense.
Oh, hello, Hester. Nice to meet you again. Goodbye.
Well, Mr. Winterbottom said you wanted to see me.
Listen, Hester, you'll excuse me, won't you? But Mr. Winterbottom is going to introduce me to the star of the moving picture they're going to take, and...
Yes, but that's me.
Now, listen, Hester, I'm in no mood for joking. Now, I ask you to excuse me.
Dude, I ain't joking. I am going to be the star. Honest, I am. You just asked Miss Beebe.
Now, that's enough, Hester. You know very well that H. Quintero Smythe is the star in this picture.
Yes, but I'm H. Quintero Smythe. Or anyway, Miss Beebe thinks I am. And when she thinks anything, it's so. You can't talk her out of it.
Oh, this is all nonsense. How could she possibly take you for H. Quintero Smythe? I tell you, Hector, now I don't want any of your jokes.
But it ain't a joke. Honestly, it ain't. I cross my heart and hope to die, though. See there? No, sir. And the reason she thinks I'm H. Quintero Smith is you see, H. Quintero Smythe is the screen name of my twin brother. We both look alike, you see.
Twin brother?
Yes.
H. Quintero Smythe is your twin brother?
Yes. You see, my folks had three children, and half of them were boys.
Oh,
so,
what are you talking about? How could half of three children be boys?
Well, the other half were boys, too.
Hector Smith, I think you're lying.
No, I ain't. Honest to goodness, I ain't. You know I wouldn't fib to you, but you of all people, you know I wouldn't do that. No, sir, I'm going to be starred, and the name of the picture is going to be The Perfect Lover.
Hector Smith, The Perfect Lover.
I don't see anything to call in a minute. What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing. I'm crying.
Why, you will occur to you. What's the matter, Hartshead?
Sure,
we'll have a good time together, Hartshead. We'll have lots of fun together.
I don't mean with you. I have a good notion to tell Miss Beebe all about this. You fella you're not control smuggler.
Go ahead. I don't give a darn. Go ahead and tell her. For my sake, she won't take my word about who I am. I don't think she'll take yours.
No, I suppose not.
Listen, please don't cry.
Go away from me. Stop touching me. I don't even want to see you again. Everything I planned, you spoiled. You got on purpose.
But for all chance, listen,
yes, you did on purpose.
And I kind of thought she'd like to see me star in the picture. Gee, it's certainly hard to figure a woman.